Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 24th of September. In China, the central bank, as was expected, unveiled a range of policy measures. There was a lot of drama around the measures, which included reserve requirement cuts to facilitate lending growth, interest rate cuts, and measures to boost equity prices. Rules regarding second home ownership were relaxed somewhat. Why the drama? Even China's officially reported GDP seems unlikely to meet China's official GDP growth target this year, and these measures are a response to that situation. The question is whether the dramatic presentation of these ideas has the substance to change economic growth, or whether this is all just economic theatre. One of the challenges of having been a Japanese economist in the early 1990s is the risk of seeing parallels to the series of policy missteps of that era. Japan's policymakers failed to recognise that the economic world had changed around them, and they kept applying old policy solutions, often presented with as much drama as possible, to tackle problems that needed new ideas. It is one of the burdens of having been successful in the past that there is a reluctance to admit that what has brought past success will no longer work. China's policy measures do have genuine benefits for the domestic consumer. Mortgage holders will be spending less of their income on mortgage payments as a result of the interest rate cut. The value of property and equity holdings may be boosted, or the decline in value slowed, which has wealth effect implications. But, fundamentally, there is a doubt about whether these moves will directly address the consequences of a high precautionary savings rate in an economy with a declining and ageing population. Financial markets are likely to react more positively than economists because these measures directly impact financial asset prices without necessarily changing the underlying economics. And that means that the global economic implications of these policy moves may be similarly muted. In Europe, we have the Ifo opinion poll of business sentiment following yesterday's range of business sentiment polls. As someone who does a daily podcast, it's occasionally tempting to fill a quiet day with commentary on the way that these numbers move. It's best to resist that temptation and focus on reality. That also applies in the United States, where we have the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Poll and some regional Federal Reserve business sentiment polls. It is worth remembering that the improvement in the Michigan consumer sentiment data was entirely due to more reported optimism by registered Democrats. Whether Democrats are living in an economy that is performing notably better than that experienced by other US consumers seems questionable. Economists have to assume that trends in political commentary and political polls about voting intentions have a bearing here. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.